بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Studying this chapter that we should command the right and forbid the wrong. The third hadith in the chapter, and Abi al-Walid Ubadah ibn Samit رضي الله تعالى عنه قال بايعنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على السمع والطاعة في العسر واليسر والمنشة والمكره وعلى أثرة علينا إلى آخر الحديث. With regard to this hadith, in Hadrat Abu al-Walid Ubadah ibn Samit رضي الله تعالى عنه says, we made bay'at, we pledged ourselves to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on this occasion there were various times that the Sahaba took a pledge and made bay'at to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on various conditions. And on this occasion it was that al-sam'i wa ta'a, that whoever will be ruling over us, he will be always obedient to them. We will listen to them and we will be obedient to them. Fil usri wal yusra, whether things are easy for us or whether they are difficult for us. Wal manshati wal makra, when our desires are agree to it or we don't feel like it. We don't agree with it, but they are our leaders, they have appointed by our rulers, we will obey to them, even if it is against our wishes. وَعَلَىٰ أَثَرَةٍ عَلَيْنَا, and also if it is against our interest, what is not in our interest, it is against us, on that also. And very important also, وَعَلَىٰ أَلَّا تُنَازِعَ الْأَمْرَ أَخْلَهُ, and we will not go against the teachings of the people who will be after us. Even if we will, even if the leaders are in the wrong, still we will obey them. إِلَّا أَن تَرَوْا كُفْرًا بَوَاحًا unless we see a very clear proof of it, that they are going now against the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and we have a proof in Allah Ta'ala Burhanu, there is a clear proof of that from Allah Ta'ala, then it will be permissible to disobey them. وَعَلَىٰ أَنَّا نَقُولَ بِالْحَقِّ وَعَلَىٰ أَنَّا نَقُولَ بِالْحَقِّ أَيْنَمَا كُنَّا لَا نَخَافُ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, and also that we will always speak the truth, we will say what is the truth, we will claim it, and we will not fear any criticism from anyone. So in this hadith also we are taught that we should be obedient to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and that especially the main point that whenever anything is wrong being done, that we will speak out against it. And if we cannot, at least then in our heart, we have that in our heart, that this is wrong. And this, that with our leaders, that is the rulers that will be appointed over you. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had foreseen that a time will come when there will be things which will be very, very different from what they are now. So no matter what the conditions are, a very important point is to be obedient to the rulers. Unless a person sees clear kufr from them and he has got proof of it, then only is it permissible to go against it. Otherwise, the harms that will come will be more greater than the benefits. So therefore, a person should be still obedient. This requires a very high level of iman. And at that time, that was what was required from them. So, to be obedient to our leaders at all times and listen to them and maintain the truth as far as we can. And the least is to have to detest the wrong in our hearts. That it, in any case, we don't agree with the wrong in any way whatsoever. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate this wonderful instructions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to be obedient to them and to make effort on our iman that we come to that level that we can fulfill all the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and not find excuses for not following them. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.